Marathon swimming is a recent entry at the Summer Olympics. It debuted in 2008. The race is 10 kilometers in open water. That's 6.2 miles. It takes about 2 exhausting hours. NPR's Melissa Block brings us this profile of marathon swimmer Haley Anderson, who will compete for the USA in Rio.
Leave on the top. Here we go. Haley, you're going to go first.
I catch up with Haley Anderson at early morning swim practice. She's training in a pool at USC in Los Angeles. She is lean and sculpted with vivid blue eyes that match the water she's slicing through. Catherine Vogt watches Anderson swim with a careful eye. She's the U.S. open water head coach for the Rio Games. She also coached her at the last Olympics and here at USC, where Haley set 3 school records in freestyle.
I like that she's like the middle child. She's, you know, she is really tough and she's really competitive. And she's very observant. She notices everything around her, which I think helps make her be really good.
And that all paid off at the 2012 London Olympics, where Haley Anderson won the silver medal. She missed gold by a mind-boggling 4/10 of a second, just a fraction of a second after 2 hours in the water. After hours of practice, Haley grabs a quick bite.
Eggs, chicken, and avocado.
And sits down poolside to talk about her sport. Racing for 2 hours straight in murky, choppy open water with dozens of other swimmers bunched up all around you, that takes
a certain kind of crazy. You had to be a little weird to want to put yourself through 2 hours or more of pain.
And for those 2 hours, Anderson says, even at her elite level, she's constantly fighting self-doubt, asking herself, can I do this?
You had to push yourself past what you think you can do, push past the barriers like in your mind, because in every race, you don't think you can do it.
And it can get really physical out there.
I've been grabbed by my ankles and been pulled back. That takes a lot of effort, you know? You don't just happen to close your hand around somebody's ankle and pull back, you know? That takes conscious effort.
Is that allowed to grab somebody's ankle?
No, it's not allowed, but if the officials don't see it, then it's okay.
So what occupies her mind for those long hours in the water besides self-doubt? Well, she'll sing songs in her head, but that can backfire.
There's a few races where every time I had Justin Bieber, baby, stuck in my head, and I was like, I don't think I can do another 10K with this song stuck in my head.
For 2 hours?
Yes, for 2 hours.
So that's one hazard, and in open water swimming with wind and waves, there's no way around this.
I do take in a lot of water as I'm swimming. I don't know how much, but I do choke on water quite a bit. You know, it gets in your mouth.
Which, given Rio's notoriously polluted waters, is a scary thought. Anderson says she'll take probiotics and antibiotics before the race, and she'll try not to think about what's in the water off Copacabana Beach. She tells herself, don't worry about things you can't control. Instead, as she swims, maybe she'll keep an eye on her left wrist.
My mom said it's the only tattoo I can get, so I got it.
On her wrist is a tattoo of the 5 Olympic rings. She got it after she won silver in London 4 years ago.
I just think about how much time, how much effort I've dedicated to this sport, you know? And it's just a constant reminder of the sport I love, of everything I've gotten from it.
Haley Anderson, marathon swimmer, is bringing her certain kind of crazy to Rio. She races on August 15th. Melissa Block, NPR News.